Thanks, Brad. Good morning. This Thursday is the deadline for local candidates to report their campaign contributions. The results will not be posted online, but can be viewed at the county registrar office. For Brookings, Oregon, the flood watch is in place. National Weather Service says it expects the watch to continue through Thursday morning. A very wet frontal system will stall over southwestern Oregon. That means heavy rain on already well-saturated ground in Curry, Coos, and Douglas counties. This could cause streams, creeks, and rivers to rise above flood stage. CHP Public Information Officer Paul Dalen has some words of caution if you're driving in flood conditions.
So just be careful of the, you know, hydroplaning, and if you see rain or, you know, puddles of water, slow down. The space cushion, you know, there's always that 3-second rule. Everybody should know that you keep the 3 seconds between you and the vehicle in front of you. But I always say it's best to have that 3-second rule all around you. Don't get stuck next to a big rig. If they get lateral wind, they're going to go into your lane. You know, stay away from as much as possible. And you're right. You know, you go to pass them and all of a sudden that wind gust comes up and, you know, you get pushed. You know, it'll be a white knuckle ride. You know, have your hands at 10 and 2, 8 and 4. You know, drive, drive like, you know, it's inclement weather. You know, be prepared for it. You know, besides that, you never know when you might hydroplane or blow a tire or anything like that. Just, you know, take caution when you are driving out there. You know, and don't add alcohol to your driving. You know, that's one of the biggest things. Just don't consume alcohol. And wear your seatbelt. You know, those are the three things that we find that are killing people every year. And so, you know, that's why it's good to be prepared. Don't let your vehicle get below a quarter of a tank. You know, always have that fuel ready to go.
While Southern Oregon has hazardous weather, the California North Coast is looking hazard-free today. The Navy is looking to increase the areas off the North Coast for sonar. Today in Oregon, the Navy wraps up a series of public meetings as it pursues permits to test and train with sonar in a larger area of the Pacific. While this has some environmentalists upset, the Navy says sonar is a critical tool to protect national security along the Pacific coast. A meeting is scheduled in Eureka from 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday at the Werfinger Building. State Senator George Runner, a member of the Board of Equalization, called upon state lawmakers to limit fuel taxes Californians pay at the pump to the first $4 per gallon. According to the latest Energy Information Administration numbers, California consumers are paying an average of $4.38 per gallon of regular unleaded fuel, the highest price anywhere in the continental United States. Only residents of Hawaii pay more. According to the American Petroleum Institute, California's gasoline taxes and fees average 67 cents per gallon, are tied with Connecticut's as the second highest in the nation. California's diesel taxes average 75 cents per gallon, which has the honor of being the highest in the nation. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yesterday, the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors proclaimed next week to be Tsunami Preparedness Week for Mendocino. This proclamation was made 1 year and 1 day after the devastating earthquake and tsunami in Japan on March 11th, where thousands of Japanese citizens lost their lives, are still listed as missing, or were seriously injured in either the earthquake or the tsunami that followed. A tsunami warning system test is now scheduled for March 28th. From 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you're watching television between 11 and 12, Wednesday of next week, expect to see a crawler at the bottom of the screen indicating that a tsunami warning has been issued, and hear a voice indicating that it is only a test. This is going to take place for those of you listening in Mendocino County. Amphibian Reptile Discover Day is back at HSU's Natural History Museum this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 40 species of living amphibians and reptiles from the local area, as well as from around the world, will be on display. Short talks, classes, crafts, and other hands-on activities will also be part of the event at the HSU Natural History Museum. It's free admission. That's this Saturday from 10 to 4. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.